key is, in fact, as you said, really building an executive team. But in terms of bringing those folks on, it's really important to identify, much like it is with any of your talent needs, really go after really the best people for that position as well. And I think, you know, that means from a government perspective that we've got to take a holistic approach to this from the finding the best talent. You know, oftentimes some of that best talent may in fact be right there under your own nose or in front of your own eyes, internal to the agency. And where that makes sense, you ought to take full advantage of that talent that you have there to bring in at senior levels and bring into the SES. But I think agencies also need to understand that all of the talent that they need may in fact not be right under their nose, right in front of their eyes, and they need to think creatively about how they're trying to attract that executive level talent into government as well. On that point, Chris, you know, oftentimes government as a whole, and certainly this is true oftentimes within executive searches as well, is government doesn't view it as a search as much as a let's post something out there. So even if you call USA Jobs or look at agency websites for executive positions, we often take the approach that we'll let candidates come to us. But again, what we would recommend here at the partnership is that agencies become much more aggressive and proactive in their outreach. Again, talent levels, all talent levels, but certainly at the SES level and the executive level as well. You know, who are those folks who are not necessarily looking for a job right now, but would be the perfect match for what you need? And a good way to engage in those is to use things like executive search firms even.
And interesting that, I mean, we've seen it before in agencies where all of a sudden you get people who work together and things just, the agency can really blossom, and then you get one or two of them that depart and things don't work as well. And I'm almost wondering if there's a systemic thing here, or are people so important to this process?
Well, I think there may be some systemic challenges that exist in this, but it really is people dependent as well, and again, it really does go back to that concept of ensuring that it's an executive team that's all working together, and everybody's got to be on the same page, and again, working, talking, communicating in order to make this an effective process.
So have you seen any other kinds of things that have worked, or things that end up being a real challenge, particularly for government? I mean, this is one of these areas where it doesn't seem like it's a government and industry challenge. Everyone's looking for that good leadership team.
Everybody is looking for that good leadership team. Again, you know, if you look at some of the things that are going on in private sector compared to some of the things going on in government, and again, certainly some pockets of agencies and some pockets in government are probably doing things much better than others. But just this last week, had a conversation with a neighbor whose daughter works for a private sector firm in fashion design. Well, she's actually kind of left that piece of the private sector, and she's still working for it. It's a national Fortune 500 company. She's now actually working on executive searches. Again, where are the executives in other companies that they want working for theirs, aggressively trying to recruit those folks into this private sector company? Again, in order to find the best, government should be looking right under its nose, but you also have to say, if I don't have the talent here, if that's not necessarily the best talent for this job, how do I fill those? The FBI recently actually engaged with an executive search firm to fill their CIO position. The executive search firm alone, they were able to identify 300 to 400 top quality candidates, and they brought in somebody quickly.
Does that become difficult for government to engage that kind of firm? I'm just hearing people going, "What are they spending money on that kind of thing for?" And you get that kind of criticism where the private sector, they just do it.
Yeah, I think, you know, the example that you use, they're spending a lot of money to do that. What's the expense to get the wrong person in there that's not the right fit for the agency, that actually doesn't have a commitment to stay long term? You know, I think all of that has to be taken into consideration. And I think, you know, ultimately, the cost to acquire people, we ought to look at the cost of acquiring people, whether it's at an executive level or an entry-level position, not as a liability, but as an investment.
Yeah. It's so interesting. And I've, over the years, a lot of industry folks who have come into government jobs, particularly folks who are outside of, and I'm one person who I know who said his government job, he was CIO to one of the big agencies, said was the most challenging and the most interesting and the most fun. He had more fun and felt like he added more. He loved the job, absolutely adored it, and so I think these jobs, and we're preaching to the choir here, but it can be something different and a challenge that's unlike anything you've done before.
Absolutely, and again, one of the keys to hitting on all of that success and the importance of back to that executive team concept, Chris, is really to address the challenges of integrating those new leaders, again, whether they're from within the agency already or whether you're bringing in external talent to fill those executive needs, ensuring that you're integrating them with the entire executive team as well. There's nothing worse than it applies at all levels. There's nothing worse to come in and feel like you're alone on an island. Agencies really need to spend some time making sure that they're integrating talent of all levels, particularly at the senior level, in with the rest of the senior management team as well.
I'm going to throw you a little curveball here. I'm recording, so if you don't feel comfortable talking about this, it's fine. I wanted to throw you a little curveball, though, talking about the oil spill, because I just keep hearing more and more criticism of government, slow to pick up. And this seems, and in fact, there's a story in the Wall Street Journal today saying, hold on, this is one of these situations where there's no easy solutions. We're digging deeper. Everything is more and more. And I think people are used to television where the CSIs just go and figure these things out. But government it seems to me like it's taken a hit, and I think unfairly.
I would agree completely unfairly, and you mentioned today's article in the Wall Street Journal. There was actually a great article in the Washington Post on Thursday this week that actually looked at some of the shortfalls, frankly, with government in looking at this. But one of the really interesting questions is, again, to what extent is government prepared to deal with this in the first place, and the need for really good talent to start off. So
yeah.
if we look at the number of deep water oil producing projects between 1988 and 2008, they grew tenfold. Yet the number of inspectors with the Minerals Management Service increased by 13%.